All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're taking a deep dive into crypto. And specifically, two strategies that are, well, they're kind of buzzwords, smart money and copy trading. So we're going to unpack what those are, why people are so excited about them, but most importantly, how to approach them with, some caution.
For sure.
So starting off, smart money.
What is it? Smart money is essentially the big players in the crypto world. Those are the institutions, venture capitalists, sometimes even just individuals with, massive holdings. We call those whales. They can really move markets with their trades. And copy trading, well, I mean, the name kind of says it all. You're copying the trades of hopefully successful traders, right? So you're kind of letting them do the heavy lifting and hopefully riding their coattails to profit.
So theoretically, then if somebody doesn't know anything about crypto, they can just pick a copy trader.
They could,
Just sit back. That's kind of the allure. But obviously there are risks involved with both these strategies.
Absolutely.
So let's start by kind of breaking down, what does it even mean to follow the smart money? Like, what's the thought process there?
So the main idea is that these big players, they often have access to information and resources that, our regular folks just don't. They might get in on pre-sale token offerings, for example, so they can scoop up promising tokens before they even hit like the public exchanges. So that's a big one. Early access.
So that early access, that is a definite advantage. But it's got to be more than just knowing what to buy.
Oh, for sure.
It's, I mean, timing is everything.
Yeah, it's all about timing.
With crypto, it can change so quickly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these smart money players, they're often in on a project way before it blows up. And, they're not just buying any token. They're carefully picking projects that, that they think have good fundamentals, long-term potential.
So how would someone
Well, platforms like Av.ai, this is a cool platform, they can actually help you track these early movements. So you can get a sense of like what strategies these smart money players are using.
So using Av.ai could be like having a crystal ball almost.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, you can potentially spot those trends and maybe get in early on a project.
But how do you tell
That's the tricky
the
part.
difference between, genuine smart money and just
A whale trying to pump and dump.
exactly, yeah. So how do you
It takes some critical thinking, right? You can't just blindly follow the biggest wallets. You got to look at their track record. Are they consistently investing in projects that,
that are actually doing things.
that actually have value? Are they holding for the long term, or are they just in and out, trying to make a quick buck? Those patterns can tell you a lot.
So it's almost like detective work.
It is. It
You're
is.
not just blindly following. You're really evaluating their moves and trying to figure out,
Absolutely.
okay, so what's their motivation here?
Exactly.
Interesting.
And you know what? That kind of leads into the idea of copy trading, which also has its own set of pros and cons.
So copy trading, very appealing. Especially if you're new.
If you're new to
To
crypto.
this world.
Yeah, totally.
But I mean, isn't there a risk of just
Big time.
becoming overly reliant on somebody else?
You're putting a lot of faith.
Like, what if your copy trader, the one you've chosen, just hits a losing streak?
That's the thing, right? Even the best traders lose sometimes.
Of course.
So you got to be prepared for that.
So you really need to do your due diligence
Big time.
when it comes to picking a copy trader.
Absolutely.
So what are some.
Well, first of all,
Go ahead.
look for transparency.
Okay.
Find traders that will actually tell
Yeah.
what their strategies are,
Yeah.
why they're making the trades they're making.
Okay.
You want to understand their approach, their risk tolerance,
Yeah.
how they handle different market conditions.
Just.
Exactly. Don't just chase those short-term gains. Look for somebody that has a consistent track record and, a real investment philosophy.
Gotcha. So choosing the right platform to find these traders on
Important.
is also really important.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
what should people be looking for in a
Yeah.
platform?
Good platforms, they vet their traders really thoroughly. They give you all the data you need.
So you can see like how they've actually performed.
Yeah, exactly. Look for features like risk management tools, customizable settings, and clear fee structures.
So finding a platform that gives you a sense of control.
Yeah, you don't want a black box.
Exactly.
You want to know what's going on?
Yeah, let's before we get too far into the nuts and bolts of these platforms, let's address
the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room, which is
crypto's volatility.
The inherent volatility of crypto.
Oh, yeah. That's the big one.
Right. We keep saying smart money, successful traders.
Right.
Nobody can predict this market with 100% certainty.
Right.
And in the crypto world, it can change so quickly.
On dime.
So how do you manage that risk?
That's the question, right?
Whether you're following smart money or copy trading.
That's what we got to figure out.
I'm really curious about that.
Yeah. Risk management is key. And that's what we'll talk about next.
Perfect.
Yeah. So when it comes to protecting yourself in the crypto world, risk management is absolutely crucial.
Okay. Yeah. Let's dive into that.
Like, what are the must-dos?
Yeah. What are the non-negotiables?
The non-negotiables. Okay. Rule number one.
Yeah.
Never, ever invest more than you can afford to lose.
Okay.
I mean, we got to be real.
Yeah.
Crypto is volatile.
It.
Even if you make the smartest decisions, you can still lose money.
Of course.
That's just the nature of the beast.
I think that's a good reminder.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get caught up.
Oh, yeah. FOMO is real.
And the excitement.
Yeah. You see people making these crazy games.
Right. Right.
It's tempting to just jump in head first.
Totally.
But you got to set those limits beforehand.
The limits are good.
And stick to them.
Yeah. Like, don't chase your losses.
Exactly. It's not a casino. So once you've figured out how much you're comfortable investing.
Yeah.
Then you got to think about diversification.
Okay, so
it's the classic eggs in one basket analogy, right?
Yeah, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Don't rely on just one smart money player.
Gotcha.
Or one copy trader.
Okay, so even if you find like a whale who seems to be making all the right moves.
Right, right.
Or a copy trader with like...
Yeah, with a perfect track record.
You still got to spread the risk.
Absolutely. Nobody's perfect. Okay, and things can change so quickly in this market.
So diversifying.
Diversification helps protect you against those like unexpected swings.
So if I'm following smart money, let's say I shouldn't just be like copying their every move.
No, no, no. Don't just blindly follow. Look at their portfolio as like inspiration.
Inspiration.
Okay.
Not a blueprint.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
So consider their investments. Mm-hmm. But do your own research.
Remember, they might have different goals.
Right, right.
Different risk tolerances. Mm-hmm. You know, they might even have insider information.
Yeah, that we don't have access to.
Exactly.
So you're learning from their moves.
Right.
But you're not just...
Not blindly copying.
Copying them.
Exactly.
Gotcha. What about with copy trading?
So with copy trading...
How do you diversify?
Well, a good platform
yeah.
will let you follow multiple traders.
Mm-hmm.
With different approaches,
okay,
different risk levels.
So you can kind of spread your bets a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
That way you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
All right, so diversify.
Diversify is the name of the game.
We're getting that message.
Yeah, okay. Loud and clear.
What about, okay, so we're diversified.
Okay.
But what about those moments when the market just like take a nosedive?
Right.
I've heard horror stories of people.
Yeah. You hear about people losing everything.
Right. Losing their entire investment overnight.
It happens. And that's why.
Yeah. So how do you...
You need those stop loss orders.
Stop loss orders.
Got that? Or like safety nets.
Okay.
You set a price point.
Mm-hmm.
And if the asset drops below that, it automatically sells.
Gotcha.
So it limits your losses.
So it's like a floor.
Yeah. It's like setting a limit on how much you're willing to lose.
Gotcha. So it takes some of the emotion.
Oh, yeah. Emotions can be your worst enemy.
Out of it.
Yeah, when you're trading.
Especially, yeah, when it's...
Especially with crypto.
Moving so fast,
yeah.
So...
You get scared, you sell too early.
Right.
You get greedy, you hold on too long.
Right, you get caught up.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So having a plan...
Okay.
With, like, predefined exit points, that helps you stay disciplined.
Okay.
You can make rational decisions.
So you're not just, like, panicking.
Exactly, even when things are going crazy.
All right, so we've got diversification. We've got stop loss orders.
Uh-huh.
We've got to keep our emotions in check.
Big time.
What else?
Oh, this one might seem obvious.
Okay.
But it's super important.
Okay.
Stay informed,
okay.
The crypto world is constantly changing.
It is.
New projects popping up all the time.
Yeah.
New technologies, regulations.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep up with.
So you got to make it a habit
okay.
to stay up to date. on all the latest news, trends, analysis.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power, especially in crypto,
right,
where things are moving so fast.
But there's so much information out there.
There is. It can be overwhelming.
How do you filter the noise?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And that's actually what we're going to dig into next.
Okay.
We'll talk about how to research projects,
right,
how to evaluate those smart money moves, and how to pick the right copy traders.
Perfect. I'm excited.
Let's do it.
So we've covered how to manage risk, but now let's talk about how to actually find these smart money players.
Yeah, let's find them.
And the copy traders that are, you know, supposedly worth following.
Right. Got to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Exactly. So where do we even begin? Spill the secrets.
All right. Well, remember that analytics platform we talked about earlier?
Ev.ai.
Ev.ai, that's the one.
Okay.
It's like a gold mine for tracking smart money.
Okay. Remind me.
Okay, so with Ev.ai,
what exactly can you see?
You can see what tokens they're buying, what they're selling, what they're holding.
Mm-hmm.
You can analyze their trading patterns,
okay,
see which projects they're really into, even how much they're investing.
So it's not just about...
It's not just about the who.
Knowing who they are.
Right.
It's about like...
It's about understanding...
Seeing how they're doing it.
Their strategy, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
So you can see if they're, you know, holding long-term or if they're making short-term trades. If they're diversifying, all that good stuff,
that gives you,
it gives you a glimpse into their thinking.
I guess it was like having a...
Kind of like having a secret window.
Yeah, a window into their...
And their playbook.
Playbook. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it can be really valuable.
But let's be real.
Okay.
Not everyone.
Not everyone can afford those fancy platforms.
Exactly.
Right?
Are there any
Error.
Free ways to do this?
Free ways, absolutely.
Okay.
So you can use blockchain explorers.
Okay.
Like Etherscan.
Etherscan, all right.
To track those big transactions, mm-hmm, see which wallets are accumulating certain tokens.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, just keep an eye on social media.
Okay.
News sites, crypto forums.
Right, where people are talking.
See what people are buzzing about.
Okay, so it's really about being like a...
It's like being a detective.
Crypto detective.
Yeah, you got to piece together the clues.
Okay, I like
from different sources.
So how do you... What about... Copy traders, like what should I be looking for?
When you're looking at a copy trader's track record, look for consistency.
Okay.
Transparency, mm-hmm, and a clear strategy.
Okay, those are good things to look for.
Don't get fooled by those, like short-term gains,
right,
or the flashy marketing. Yeah. Dig a little deeper.
So look past the surface.
Look past the surface, yeah.
Gotcha.
How have they performed in different market conditions?
Okay, yeah, that's important.
Do they share their wins and losses?
Transparency.
Transparency, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Are their strategies like aligned with your risk tolerance?
Okay, so it's like...
Yeah, think of it like...
You're interviewing someone.
But you're hiring someone.
For a job.
Yeah, you want a good resume.
Yeah.
Good references.
Right, right.
And you want their personality to fit the company culture.
Right, so no impulsive hires.
No impulsive hires, exactly.
When it comes to copy trading.
Take your time, do your research.
All right, so I think the main takeaway here...
Yeah.
Whether we're talking about smart money or copy trading, is that it's all about being informed.
Absolutely.
It's about being strategic.
Right.
And really, like...
Thinking for yourself.
Thinking for yourself.
You're not just blindly copying.
Right.
You're using these strategies.
As tools, exactly.
To learn, to adapt.
To become a better investor.
Okay, I like that.
That's the goal.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the biggest lesson is...
The crypto world is always changing.
It's always changing.
Always evolving.
And if you want to thrive in it...
You got to be willing to learn.
You have to learn and adapt.
Yeah, stay ahead of the curve.
So keep exploring.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
Keep asking questions.
And remember, it's a wild ride.
It is.
But it can be incredibly rewarding.
If you're smart about it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, on that note.
Happy trading, everyone.
Happy trading.